everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And this is a podcast made by three adult siblings.
But it's not about that.
But it's not about that. In fact, it's often about that. It's always about that. Although I'm actually... Was this one about that?
No. This one I opened. I'm so sorry, you guys.
Oh, this one is...
Trigger warning, I open talking about sort of like my existential dread and the passage of time, but we turn it around.
Say that sentence again to the listener so they know what they're getting into. You open the podcast how?
Well, I had a dream about the passage of time. You'll see. You'll see. But then, don't worry, it turns around. We wind up talking about cinnamon rolls and monkey bread, so hang in there, gang.
You'll
Please
be all right.
Don't give up on us, gang.
Don't
we
give
love
up
you
on
so
us.
Much.
We Grant, appreciate you. Grant, hit it. Welcome back to Mom Said. We did just take a photo that
of Grant's
butt. Are we gonna get what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen if we post that? If we post that as
a photo of Grant's butt, I would never post that.
I'm saying to the Mom Said page.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is,
do we get flagged and do we get in trouble?
I don't know, but what I'm saying is that I like the people who are on our page, and I don't want them to have to see that. I care about them too much.
You don't want them to see him cheeks?
It's gross to see.
Nah, I'm impressed by those cheeks.
Can I tell
Proud
you
of those cheeks, bro? You got those cheeks, bro. Way to go ahead. Go ahead and have those cheeks, bro. Thanks.
Actually don't.
Way to have those cheeks, bro.
Actually, yeah, sure. You guys can have that moment.
I'm feeling very middle school today.
No, I know, because you've been making jokes about poo-poo.
Poo-poo.
Right.
I'm feeling very poo-poo, pee-pee, doo-doo, stinky. Like not...
Not quick
elevated,
question.
Not elevated like this podcast is meant to be.
I'm feeling extremely elevated,
this
so I'm wondering which one of us is going to change.
Neither of us.
You think I'm going to stay up in the clouds and you're going to be down playing in the mood?
Yeah, I'm going to play in the mood always.
We're going to be in two different realms. The camera can't even catch us both like that.
Oh,
we're going to be
out of
frame.
That's the work
of
producer Grant. Brother/producer Grant. You know this because you just listened to the intro, but this is a podcast with adult siblings. We all live in the same town, and that's kind of insane because we didn't start in the same town.
We don't all live in the same town anymore. Gabe's moved to San Diego, California for a couple of weeks.
For a couple of months.
Beow, 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 beow.
Be-beow.
Bye,
I worked
Gabe.
To San Diego.
Now.
I'm doing a show at the Old Globe Theater that opens in April, which is...
Old Globe.
Yeah. There's not even a new one, bro. They just... Named it the old one, and I don't even think there's a new one.
What's on
well,
the
also,
old
there's a globe.
Globe.
There's a Globe in London, but that one's the Globe. And then obviously the one
in
San Diego came
not
later.
Totally.
So why is it the old Globe?
I don't know.
I don't either, but it's interesting.
Can anyway. I tell you about a dream I had that I feel like is sort of, speaking of being not in a poo-poo pee-pee mood... This dream is sort of indicative of where my head's been at lately.
Which is?
I had a dream the other night.
Do you want to describe it? Do you need underscoring for your dream?
Sure, because it might get a little too serious if we don't make it into a
silly
song.
I mean, you don't necessarily have to sing. I'm just saying.
A silly song. Oh, like you underscore by me telling my dream?
Yeah.
All the dream was... was me walking around trying to figure out with the people I was talking to why it was already October. And everyone was saying to me, time goes by really fast, Allie. It's October. And I was saying, no, it was just the beginning of the year. It couldn't possibly be October already. And everyone in the dream kept being like, Allie, the older you get, the faster time goes by. You're going to have to get used to time going by this quickly. And it was scaring me and it was making me sad because it was feeling like years were passing by like in the flash of a month. And I could feel time moving really quickly and it was making me feel panicked. And Mom was in the dream and she kept saying to me, this will only get worse as you get older. Time passing so quickly. And then I awoke in the morning, and out my window I said, "Boy, what day is it?
What day is it, boy?
Boy, what day is it? And he said, "Why? It's February.
Why, it's February, sir."
And I said, "Oh, good, so there's still time."
They did it. Of course they did it. The ghost can do it all in one night.
Can I?
Here's the thing. First of all, let me just address one thing after you telling that story of your dream. First of all, bummer.
Right, totally.
Bummer way to start the whole episode. Bummer.
But guys, I just wanted to tell you what I'm going through. And that is that I'm feeling some, I have for my entire life, and Grant, you might be similar to this, felt some level of existential dread about the passage of time. It always felt like it was passing too quickly. And just the idea of time passing kind of freaks me out. Yeah.
You've always felt that way, even as a kid?
And just,
also, just another quick sidebar. Bummer!
Just dude. Time itself.
Bummer!
Is a spooky, scary concept, and it makes my chest tight. No? You?
Not lately.
Hey, Grant, what's your relationship? Welcome back to this this Mom Said podcast. Grant, what's your relationship to time?
What is your relationship to time?
Why don't you go ahead and give us your relationship to time in this Silly Goose comedy podcast that's supposed to be just a bunch of siblings farting around?
Guys,
Grant, go ahead, give me your relationship to time.
I want to talk about quantum physics.
What's your relationship to time?
Lately, I've been feeling like people always talk about life being short. It's long,
bro. It is long.
It's long.
It is long.
What do you mean by this? Expand.
I just think about the way I've changed and the way the world has changed from, I'm 25 right now, from 15 to 25. That's one decade.
Yeah.
Right.
I get like 9 of those.
Yeah.
I feel like yeah. so
if you're lucky,
much,
yeah. king.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh my God, I still have 5 more years until I'm 30. So much can happen
right.
in 5 years.
Yes.
And I get like 15 more of those 5-year increments.
I know.
Life
you're right.
is long.
Yeah. I was talking yeah. to a guy at
Especially
a party
if you
last night.
Try to actively be present and
yeah.
changing and doing new things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then life is long.
Perhaps life will
wow.
feel longer to me if I disengage from wanting to hold so tightly to time. That will be the last thing I say about it. I was at a party last night and there was a guy who told me he was 26 years old. And I said, we were talking about our careers. And I was like, oh, I'm 30. And I was like, I've got a lot on you career-wise. Because he was feeling embarrassed that his job wasn't that good.
So you said, I've got a lot on you career-wise?
No. I was saying,
how does that
he
help this young man?
No, he was feeling embarrassed that his job wasn't that good. And I said, I've been working for 4 years longer than you have. You know how much you will accomplish in the next 4 years?
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
No, I was encouraging him. I was like, 4 years is a long. He's like, you're not that much older. And I'm like, totally.
And
but
you're
also,
like, you're right. Loser!
Get a better job. No, I was like, 4 years of work? That's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
That's crazy.
That is a
You're
going to
accomplish so much. And you, the listener, don't worry about time passing and don't worry about your parents getting older. Just think about
Damn.
All the stuff you're going to accomplish.
We weren't worried about parents getting older until you brought it into it.
Totally. You guys, do you think I'm bringing the vibe down?
A bummer. Dude.
It's a good thing I'm so...
It's a good thing this weekend is St. Patty's Day.
They're magically delicious. Hey, wait, real quick. Is this inappropriate, what we're doing?
I think we can take this culture. I don't think it's
but we're
a problem.
Scottish.
We're Scottish, but Americans don't know the difference, and they will not come after us.
Okay, then let's sing. Flipping your feet around the ground.
Flipping your feet around the ground. Flipping your feet around the ground. It's St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
What did he do?
St. Patrick.
He flipped his feet around on the ground.
He flipped his feet and around the ground, and he did his thing and around the ground.
I think that's Scottish accent that you're doing, actually.
St. Patty.
There you go.
Was the...
Come on. You got it.
St. Patty was the kind of guy who he came into the he came to the island of Ireland. Oh, bad.
No, that's fine.
Came to the island. And as the story goes,
we know what's good and what's not good. So
the story goes, the way he took care of the people of Ireland, whatever, I'll find it. As the story goes, St. Patty came in. There were a bunch of snakes. Slipped out of it. There was a bunch of snakes on the island, and I guess he kicked them all out.
You know,
I don't know how he got them out of there, but he kicked all the snakes out of Ireland.
He would be your hero, because Gabe is very famously famously
world known.
Gabe is such a little baby about snakes. It's
That's
crazy.
Not what you wanted to say.
I know, but I'm trying to steer clear of using that word derogatorily.
But what about if it's for your stupid brother?
I can come up with other ways to bring you down.
What she wanted to say was Gabe is a
little... Stop.
Oh, it's the first 10 minutes you don't want to do a curse.
Not only that, but the word that we're omitting...
You're trying to class up this joint?
Those should be... Trying to class up the joint, one.
Impossible.
Okay, ready? You can say it. Gabe's a little... Wait, no.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Oh, I thought you were saying bitch.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say bitch.
Oh, I was going to say...
This is fun. I didn't know you had a beep.
I still whispered because I got nervous.
You whispered it in there.
Well, I just wanted to say that that thing is something else, and it's actually quite strong.
I'm not really ever interested in using the word you're describing, which is the word
come out of?
Yeah, babies come out of a I also whispered because I didn't want to say it.
Because it's bad.
It's bad. I don't like that word as a curse, but I don't mind bitch.
Right. Okay, so Gabe is really afraid of snakes. So if a St. Patrick-like figure were to come and save Gabe from a snake, he would drink green beer for the rest of his life.
I'd drink green beer for the rest of my life, and I'd chase down any short little leprechaun I saw to thank him.
Is that what we're supposed to be doing with leprechauns? Thanking them? I thought they were supposed to be leaving us gold.
Are they mischievous, or are they... Do they do like a Elf on the Shelf thing, or am I mixing up my short mythologicals?
No, they don't go by short mythologicals. They go by
little mythologicals.
Stop!
You did it!
No!
You led the horse to water, and what was I to do but drink?
But they give it... What they do is they chase a rainbow, and then they... have gold coins made of chocolate that they leave for little children in their shoes?
What? Yeah, sure. Leprechauns. But they're not up to no good. There's no like gifts or coal. It's just gifts.
I just want to say that one time I met an Irish rugby player who was 6'8".
Did you kiss him tall. Immediate? I would have kissed him immediate.
He didn't feel the way about me that I was feeling about him.
Do you guys remember?
Ain't that some shit?
At Hamlin Elementary School, we would set up traps for the leprechauns. Did you guys do that?
Yeah.
Okay, we moved to that town when I was already in like fifth grade, so I didn't do the cute stuff.
Gabe didn't have as whimsical a childhood as we did.
Bro, no.
Setting up traps, and then you catch them, and there'd be like... Like chocolate gold.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they do. They bring chocolate gold coins.
That's cute. So that's why you guys have this understanding of leprechauns.
Yeah.
Sorry, little.
Mythological.
That's why you guys have this understanding of little mythologicals and I don't?
When I went to Iceland years ago, was hanging out with a friend there.
I can hold your mic a little bit lower.
Who's Icelandic. And she would tell me like, we'd be getting ready in the morning, and I'd be like, do you have a hairbrush? And she'd be like, I had one, but then the elves took it. And we were, like, in our 20s. And I would be like, oh. And she'd be like, yeah, I don't know where it is. And the vibe over there about elves and trolls is, like...
They're real.
It's awesome.
They're real, and they're...
And if I remember correctly... If I remember correctly, we'd be driving down the street and there'd be certain rocks that she would be like, well, that one's a troll.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And if you've seen Frozen, you know that that's literally
it's
true.
It's a bit of a fixer.
It's a...
Yeah.
What a crazy song, huh? Wait, yeah. What's how does that... it's just a bit of a fixer-upper. Yeah, that's how that goes.
Yeah. Lin-Manuel Miranda over here.
Wait, so if we...
Okay.
If you lose something in Iceland, do you blame it on the elves?
The elves, yeah. Or trolls, yeah.
Or like if you get too drunk, you blame it on the elves.
On the what? The beer elves?
Well, they overserved me.
The elves overserved me. Yeah, that's it. Totally. Anyway, point is, I think the elves was the elves.
Remember when we learned, officer, I'm not as thick as you drunk I am.
And we
thought it was so funny. Honest, officer.
Do you have a laugh button?
I think when dad used to...
I'm not as thick as you drunk I am.
I think when dad used to do it, he used to...
Do you remember that one video that went viral in like 2008 of the guy getting pulled over for the DUI test? And he's like... And now you do a barrel roll.
Yes, it's from Reno 911.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. The hitch kick and the barrel roll. He's like, step, bump, bump. He's like, yeah, are you a trained dancer? And he's like, nah, I'm just drunk. It's a great clip.
Yeah.
They brought back Reno 911 and then they canceled it again.
Sorry,
Reno 911.
Sorry to those people.
Sorry to those people.
Speaking of being little...
Just an absolute desperate grab at a segue. Just a desperate grab at a segue.
Let me do it.
Speaking of being little.
No, we were talking about chasing down leprechauns in school. And I was recently thinking about how when I was in elementary school, you would bring a snack to school if it was your birthday. You know what I'm talking about?
This was importante.
And many years in a row, my mother, Andrea Gibbs, agreed, because I asked her to bring root beer floats to my classroom for my birthday.
Bro, that is...
next level
banging
momming.
It's incredible.
I'm trying to think,
is that a cool mom hack where like that's actually easier?
No, it's
I think
difficult,
that's actually miserably hard.
Mom's awesome. She would literally,
because like, it has to be frozen.
Imagine being
in
third grade.
You have to scoop every single one. Fuck.
And you're doing your times tables and then someone drops an ice cold root beer float on your desk.
Bro.
Nothing could ever be better than that.
Yeah.
Nothing could ever be better than that. Actually, you know the memory I just had, speaking of bringing snacks to school? When Annie,
our sister,
was in elementary school, she decided she wanted to give beef sticks away as Valentine's.
She's in the room right now, off camera.
She wanted to give Slim Jims away as Valentine's. And
Slim Jims as Valentine's is incredible.
It's such a power
move. It's a lean protein. It's just really thoughtful
for your
macros.
She's in second grade and she's like, I'm fucking bulking up, okay?
Yeah, she's looking for a lean bulk.
She made mom's idea was to buy these little like to-go cups for sauces. So every kid got two sauces to dip their Slim Jim in. It was like mustard and barbecue or something.
Mustard on a beat.
And mom took the time of filling up all these little sauce containers with all these little Slim Jims and gave them away to this elementary class for Valentine's Day.
That's so thoughtful. She was working too hard.
Working too hard, bro.
When they would order McDonald's for everyone, like once a year. Once a year, we would all get like McDonald's in the classroom, and it was like electric.
That would be electric.
And I never forgot Ben Compton. Shout out Ben Compton. I am seeing him this weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Put me onto the sweet and sour. I remember being like a first grader and Ben Compton telling me about the sweet and sour, and he was allergic to everything. Shout out Ben Compton.
Sweet and sour has never been my sauce at McDonald's.
Should you sing a sauce song about what your sauce is?
Should I sing a sauce song about what my sauce is? You just want to hear about what my sauce is. Gosh.
Ooh.
You like it?
But thinking about the sauce.
We're singing about the sauce.
Hey.
I actually don't know my sauce.
For me, it's buffalo sauce and ranch. You dip it in one, then you dip it again.
Now, oh, double dip it in a sauce and a ranch. You got the double dip ranch.
If you give me barbecue sauce, I will barf. I hate that stuff. Don't give me barbecue sauce.
Why do you hate barbecue sauce?
Because it tastes like something that I do not want.
Okay. The only sauce that matters to me is... The only sauce that should matter to anyone is... The sauce from Chick-fil-A.
Not a McDonald's sauce.
Oh, I forgot we were limited to McDonald's.
Yeah, because if we were allowed to pick any sauce in the world, I would be picking like vodka sauce from a
fancy pastoria Italian restaurant
in Rome.
Yeah.
Okay. If we're talking any sauce available.
Okay, well, it's not a huge stretch to go from McDonald's sweet and sour to Chick-fil-A sauce. It is, however, a big stretch to go to a pastaria in Rome.
Have
is that what they call them?
Have you guys ever been to Italy?
No, famously, we have not been to Italy. And Allie teases us about not going
to
Italy.
Can I tell you guys something really embarrassing that happened? Yesterday, I was sitting with some friends at a coffee shop, and a friend of theirs walked up and introduced herself, and she's Italian, this girl. And she was like most people from Italy that you meet, gorgeous, stunning, incredibly cool, vibey person. And
like most people from Italy that you meet.
Straight up. I felt it coming out of my mouth and I couldn't stop it. And I knew it was stupid, but I was like this. I just went to Italy.
Yeah.
I just went to Italy. The pasta was amazing is what I said.
Bro, embarrassing.
She said, I'm from Milan. And I was like, oh, I've been to Italy. I had pasta there.
That is like someone.
Can you believe I said that?
Flip that. And you are in Italy, and someone is like, you're like, I just got here.
You can't flip it because it's endearing. If someone was like, I went to Detroit and I had a Coney dog, I'd be like, no way. Hell yeah.
No, because she's not even from where you went. So it'd be like, I'm here, I'm from LA. And she'd be like, I went to Fort Worth and went to a rodeo. You'd be like, okay.
I'd be like, yeehaw.
Yeehaw, I guess. It is crazy.
Yeah, no, it was really embarrassing what I did. And it was one of those moments where in real time, I knew it was embarrassing and it just kept happening.
You just can't stop yourself. I went to Italy, one of our hot artist boys that we know and went to college with, Oren, handsome boy, one of his hot artist friends. We went to his show. He's a ceramicist. He like makes tiles and vases and whatever. And as we've talked about on the pod before, I did ceramics for a split second. And it was the same shit. I was at this man's like big opening of his gallery. I'm so glad
I wasn't there for what you're about to say.
You're so embarrassed.
This is horrible.
Having the thought, you're embarrassed as the words come out of your mouth.
Right.
And you're embarrassed when you say it. You're embarrassed on the drive home. And right. I'm embarrassed as I say it now. But right. I met this artist boy who hundreds and hundreds of people were at this man's opening.
Right. He's good at what he does and he's different than you.
And I walked up and was like, man, this is so great. You know, I do a little bit of pottery and
oh
this is like,
my gosh.
It's just like enough for me to know how incredible yours is. Fantastic.
And then you said this. And then you said, yeah, man, I do a bit of pottery. And then outside there were sirens.
No, literally.
Sir, you're under arrest for being humiliating.
For being so unbelievably embarrassing.
Dense, bro.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Stupido.
That stinks. That's also literally. Like, I have some, like,
when and like, I, what is this Italian girl supposed to do? And what is this artist boy supposed to do? They're just like,
no, what's
oh,
worse?
Yeah.
What's worse is that they humored us.
Yes, that's
what's
terrible.
What's worse is that they were gracious. I wish she would have looked at me and been like, yeah, Rome's different than Milan.
You idiot.
Glad you had a good vacation.
Glad you had a good vacation, you stupid American. And I wish he would have been like, I'm sure what we do is not the same.
I wish he would have said this. Oh, did you make a plate?
Yeah. I wish he would have said, oh, did you make a little mug, huh?
Oh, did you make a little love vase for your wife?
You made a little vase? Cool, bro.
you know, maybe we're too critical of ourselves and we're self-hating, and those people actually really did like our bids for connection.
You know what? Nice.
I'm rounding a corner on this one. We're being adorable.
We're being adorable, as we often do on this STEM podcast.
Yeah.
So when I was in college in Boston, Massachusetts, it was St. Patty's Day, the day of St. Patty. And Boston, obviously, big town for St. Patty's Day, very Irish.
Boston's Irish?
Famous.
I thought it was...
What's the name of their basketball team?
The Boston Celtic?
Yeah.
And what's a Celtic?
What's the logo of the Celtic?
A guy.
Uh-huh. What is he?
Pale.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
He a leprechaun.
A Celtic is leprechaun?
Yeah.
It's is like a Celtic?
No, is he not just a fighting Irish guy?
All right. Same thing, I think.
What is a Celtic?
Did you say all of that off mic?
Yeah. Grant
is he not a fighting Irish guy?
He might. Yeah, I don't know what he is, but he's...
Because leprechauns are not necessarily fighting Irish guys.
Yeah, you're right. Leprechauns are mythical creatures. Fighting Irish are probably actually a real...
McGreg.
Whoa, dude, no. That guy.
I like
Conte
him.
Conte McGranti.
Wait, are we supposed to like him? Are we supposed to not like
him? I think he's maybe a bad guy. He did some bad stuff. Oh, he did some canceled stuff. Whatever. We won't give him too much airtime.
I don't like
there
him.
Was...
Then.
A person I know who thought they were dating him, like they were being catfished by someone who's pretending to be Conte McGranti.
Can I tell you? Never mind.
Okay. So Boston, Massachusetts, 2012.
Okay.
11.
A most assuredly a drunken evening and even daytime.
So this was either the day, I think it was... St. Patty's Day, which was a day off.
Right.
So all the college students were drunky.
Yeah.
And there is a Dunkin' Donuts attached to one of the dormitories at Emerson College at this time. It's no longer a Dunkin' Donuts, by the way. It's a, not a tartine, but it's like, an even more upscale tartine. It's like fancy.
That's
like
horrible.
Zendaya went there.
I know. Zendaya went to the place that used to be Dunkin' Donuts on our old college campus.
That was such good podcasting. Zendaya did go that used to be a Dunkin' Donuts at our old college campus, which was a building of dorms at the college that we went to that at the time we used to have fire, like the fire alarm would go off so often.
You and know most how cute of the time those memories are though of all of us in
cute.
Our pajamas standing
like
on
Boylston
Street.
Yeah, and shuffling out of
everyone
the,
there is your friend.
Yes, yes.
At least for me.
But
I was popular.
It was often the Dunkin' Donuts had burnt a bagel
that's
or something.
True. They were
and
sort
so
of...
we had to evacuate the entire dorm.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Anyway, so St. Patty's Day, 2011-ish. 2011,
yeah.
Maybe 12. This boy.
This is an audio art form.
I burped away from the microphone.
We heard it.
Okay. This boy was so drunk and also maybe other substances that we saw him run through the window of the Dunkin' Donuts. He smashed through the window of the Dunkin' Donuts out onto the sidewalk under the scaffolding. Anyone who went to Emerson.
No. Oh, this poor baby
under the
boy.
Scaffolding turned and ran, and as the story goes, the police had to chase him down.
No,
I think he was out of his mind, but he like the window was fully busted out at the I don't know
he if, sounds strong
I know I don't know if he did it with his body or if he did it with one of the little Dunkin' Donuts chairs in there or something. I think he might have picked up a chair.
Why is that even funnier to smash through the Dunkin' Donuts?
He was so drunk and high and like
he sounds awesome.
Doing whatever.
Do you know where he is now?
Sure don't.
Damn. And probably that, the CEO of
and
something.
That man is the CEO of
Google.
Googs. That man
I
is...
hope I never learn who the CEO of Google is and I just keep claiming it's all these other people.
Yeah. I don't know who the CEO... Why would we, the two of us...
I mean...
Know who the CEO of
not
Google is?
Not to expose myself, but I do work
No, but you
tech.
Should... You,
I should know.
You don't necessarily need to know.
Yeah.
You work tech adjacent.
Should.
You work tech adjacent.
I work in tech.
You work in tech like the guy who makes boat parts on shore works in sailing. Do you know what I mean? Adjacent.
Excuse me?
Adjacent.
I work in tech like the way someone wears a turtleneck and goes to an office and a tech job every day.
You don't work in tech.
Like Steve?
No.
Jobs.
You work for a tech company.
Yep.
You work for...
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it. You work for a tech company. You don't work in tech. You don't do a tech job.
Not only do I work in tech at a tech job, I am what is considered to be a woman in STEM. And not only that, not only am I an official, look on my LinkedIn, woman in STEM. Please don't look at my LinkedIn. I also have a STEM podcast.
I'm a scientist and a doctor. I know a lot about science. I work in technology field and I know a lot about tech. I have a source of knowledge for most of these things. Don't bother to go to your doctor. Just ask me what I think. I have a lot of knowledge that you go to school for.
Pretty tough environment in this episode today. We're doing our little best each and every day.
Why are we a tough environment? I'm having the time of my life. Oh. Is it because I said that thing about Exit Central Dread?
We did start off heavy.
If I cannot be honest in this space with my two brothers, three microphones, and two cameras, where can I be honest?
When are we getting more cameras?
Why do we need more cameras? So you can see up my nose?
Angles.
Pass.
Angles.
Pass. This angle's bad enough for me. Thanks. Pass. I'm good with the one camera. Thanks. I'm all good with the one camera.
No, we could dial it in. We could dial it in. It'd be better.
What I want at all times, not to get serious again.
Oh, boy.
But what I want at all times is for people to be thinking, wow, what a beautiful girl.
At all times.
And I worry that more cameras would not elicit that response.
I think not only are you beautiful.
Thanks.
But... I would even say stunning.
This is gonna take a turn.
Gorgeous. Thoughtful.
What?
Leader of people. A caretaker of friends.
I'm
a
like
mother
to
your dog.
I'm like trying to figure out where this is gonna take a turn.
One of my favorite humans in the whole wide world. And now, I'd like you to rank the brothers.
Okay. I was wondering, because surely he wasn't just complimenting me for the sake of sharing his thoughts and feelings about his oldest friend. But he was hoping that I would rank him first. This week's ranking of the brothers is here. This week's ranking of the brothers is here. You're gonna be shocked by this one. You're not gonna believe where I go with this one. Well, you will never believe it. Who I say is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, the number one brother this week is Gabe.
Whoa!
I've been meaning to ask you
for a favor. Is this leading to a...
I have to go to Seattle for work.
No, stop.
And I need someone to watch my dog, please.
I live in San Diego.
Ow! Chat, can anyone watch my dog while I'm in Seattle for work in a couple of weeks?
Aren't you sending your creature to the desert with
when
mom and
I'm
dad?
In New York for work next week?
Oh, geez,
but
bro.
Then I'm going to Seattle for work,
you
and
should
I'm
just
a
give
single...
up the dog.
Excuse me, the light of my life.
Can you bring him
to Seattle?
Yeah.
Me and Biggie in a bag, headed off to Seattle.
You and Biggie in a bag.
Someone needs to carry
you.
This bag. Who's going to carry the bag?
Both of you in a bag. Who's going to carry the boats?
No, Biggie be gozing in a bag lately. Biggie be gozing in a bag lately because he's so drunken sailor in the way that he walks. that I don't have the patience to walk at the world's most glacial pace every time I take him somewhere. So he'd be going in a bag now. Oh,
okay. Subject shift.
Can he go with you?
To Seattle? No, because I'm going to be in meetings all day.
So?
In purse?
In purse. That's why I'm going to Seattle. Imagine I fly to Seattle to be in meetings on my
computer. Yeah, I guess you're right. But could you leave him in the bag?
I don't think I could bring him into the office.
Oh. It's like in an, it's not on a set. You can't just like.
No, I'm not on set. No, I'm doing like work.
Work. Yeah. So one of my new friends at this job that I've been doing, this theater job, this job takes place in San Diego, as we've said before.
We've said that. Yeah.
Just below San Diego is Mexico.
Totally. Heard of it.
Tijuana.
Right.
And a bunch of the people were like, should we thank, hey to all our viewers in Mexico. Some of the cast was like, should we go take a trip to Mexico?
This you know, whatever, classic whatever. People who don't live in California.
So this girl in the cast with me, she's fantastic at her job. She's very good. Super cool. She's local. So I was like, oh, what's the vibes? We might be going to this bar tonight. What's the place to be? Whatever, whatever. What about Tijuana? And she was like, well, you need a driver. You should do this. She's like, but I'm there quite a lot. My dentist is in Tijuana.
Oh, cool.
And I said, everyone shut the fuck up. The only thing I want to hear about now
is your dentist.
Is this girl's dentist is in Tijuana?
When you think about it, when you think about it.
How cool is that?
When you think about it.
That's what she said.
Growing up in Detroit, we could have had dentists in Canada.
Canada. We could have.
We could have had a dentist in Canada, eh?
Literally, this girl, she was like, my dentist, she's like, you want to get facials? You want to do anything like anything medical or spa or anything like that? Anything.
Are you going to get a BBL while you're in San Diego?
Girl, I'm about to get a BBL.
I'm
about to go
you.
Down and get cheeked up.
Can I tell you?
I'm about to go get cheeked up for this show.
Can I tell you?
And I'm
going
to charge it to my business card because it's for the show.
If I saw you
with a BBL, bro.
And it was revealed to me that you had gone down to Mexico and gotten a BBL.
Okay. Yep. If.
The way I would never stop giggling for the rest of my time on this
no,
earth.
No, be honest. It would be concern. It would, okay, it would be concern.
I would be a little bit worried. I would be a little bit worried.
You'd be like, why the hell did he feel like he needed to get a BBL for
what? I would
what?
Say, can you tell me what was the thought process for you getting a BBL? But then I would be like, Gabe, you've never been funnier.
You've never been?
You finally, to me, you're funny.
Finally to me.
You hilarity. With a BBL is peak.
It is wackadoo.
I want to see a skinny white dude with a BBL.
Bro.
Gabe can make it happen. Bro. He's so close to Tijuana
I'm so
right
close
now.
Close to Tijuana.
It's probably like $50 and then you can just get it removed after.
No,
something.
It's not $50 and you can't get,
you can get it removed after.
Please chat. Not you could in theory.
But how cool is that? When
that
she
is
said
really cool.
My dentist is in Mexico. I'm like, of course.
I met a girl last
night. Why would
you
not?
I met a girl last night from Toronto and I said, oh, so basically the Midwest. And she was like, totally.
I accept that.
Yeah. She was like, I accept that. Me, I feel a kinship with...
To Canadians. Agree.
Yeah.
Michigan is Canada.
And I wonder
and
if
Canada
people who
is
live
the
in
Midwest.
Encinitas feel a kinship to Mexico. They probably do, because you're so close.
Yeah. Well, California is Mexico.
And when you think about it, not to get political on this STEM podcast, but a border is a man-made thing.
Amen.
We have the same weather even as these people. I talked to Mom on the phone this morning. She's visiting Grandpa in Denver. And I was on the phone with them. They were on their way to church. This is speaking of a churchy sound. They were on their way to church and it was 8:20 a.m. And Grandpa said, we've arrived to church kind of early. We're in the car. And I said, really, what time is church? And Grandpa said, 9 a.m. And Mom said, yep, we're 40 minutes early to church. Grandpa bought Mom to church 40 minutes early. So she could meet his friends.
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that cute? But also
tough.
That's a really long time to stand in the parking lot of a Baptist church in Denver and meet Grandpa's friends.
friends.
Mom is such a good sport.
Truck that pulls up is another guy who's the same, who says, it's nice to meet you, and then tells you a story you've already heard about your own dad.
Yeah.
For 40 minutes, you stand there and smile, listening to these people and sipping terrible coffee.
This is starting to sound like Les Miserables.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is Les Miserables, you know what I mean.
You were about to start something different. You were about to start.
It is totally me,
yeah.
What do you sip on before service at Mormon church?
Oh, I think
it's not coffee.
I think decaf. Oh, is it decaf? Oh yeah, you're right. I forgot Mormons don't do caffeine.
There's a little bit of caffeine in decaf.
Oh,
so
how, what's the? Hey, is there a little buffer?
Oh yeah, is the church cool with a little bit of caffeine?
Is there a buffer? Can we have chocolate?
Can we have chocolate?
Chocolate has caffeine. Chocolate has caffeine a little in bit. It.
What?
A little
yeah,
bit.
That's why I'm always so freaking buzzed.
Because you always have it. Chocolate.
Chocolate chips in like my pocket every day for a snack. Chocolate chips in my kitchen every day for a snack. I need chocolate, otherwise I don't work. I need chocolate, otherwise you won't see me there. I have chocolate in my purse and glove box of my car. I love the stuff, and it's got caffeine, which makes me power up.
Incredible. Incredible. That came from a deep place in you about how you need chocolate to fuel your day.
Does the Lord give us a 10 milligram buffer?
That is a great question.
May he grant us a 10 milligram buffer.
May he grant us a little Millie Buff. Yes.
Millie Buff, guys.
Millie Buff. Wasn't she the star of Stranger Things? Okay.
Millie Buffy Brown.
Millie Buffy Brown. Millie, 10 milligrammy brown.
Okay, speaking of annoying, I want to talk this podcast episode about pet peeves.
Oh, pet peeves. Absolute.
Do you guys have them?
Of course.
And what is the difference between a pet peeve and a sort of big problem going on in your brain? I'll give an example.
Okay. Leave us there.
Chewing has always made me angry beyond consolation. Yeah. I don't know why. And I'm not even an angry, grumpy person.
I think that's a diagnosable thing.
Like a thing.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
sound of chewing is to me
there's
like.
A name for it.
This is a STEM podcast, and we are aware that that is a real
my brain
disease.
Cells are exploding. I can't control my anger. I'm feeling horrible bad. And I remember my high school boyfriend, if you wanted to eat carrots or an apple, used to leave the room to do it so that I didn't yell. I'm so sorry. Now, one time I was on an airplane and there was a little boy.
Okay.
So you're not letting us.
I was going to say, we brought up a topic. We brought up a whole subject. Keep going.
There was a little boy sitting behind me chewing gum and it was making me so irate. This was before noise canceling headphones. It was making me so irate. I'll never forget it. My blood was boiling at this young man who wasn't doing anything wrong chewing gum, which you're supposed to do on a plane. And what I wanted to know was, is that a pet peeve or is that an issue with my brain? And do you guys have this?
I think the chewing thing exists for real. That is a known entity.
And you think I have it?
It sounds like it.
Totally.
I think you think you have it, which means you have it.
Right. Not
and
always.
The boy on the plane. Here's the thing. On a plane, dude, I think you have an extreme sensitivity to it, but people are just annoying on planes. It's just too much humanity crammed into a metal tube.
And these people, they stink. And they want, and they sound. These people on planes
stink.
They all stink.
They all be stinking. Okay, here's my pet peeve. Yes, I do have a pet peeve. I have, everybody's got pet peeves. Here's one that I had this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I got home. And Lauren had made bread, which was very cool. She's obsessed with making bread these days.
She's a spectacular woman.
A spectacular lady. She had started making bread, and I got home, and the bread loaf had been cut. You know, she'd cut some slices off.
A little sideways.
And she cut it sideways, dude. She cut it side like it's not perfectly straight up and down. So like the bread has a little Mount Crumpet to it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's kind of like, it's got a little ledge on it.
Totally.
It makes me crazy.
What about if cheese does this?
Cheese too. Like if you're cutting something from the fridge and putting it back in the fridge, like cheese, bread, those are the only two examples I can think
other
of.
Other kinds of bread. Other kinds of cheese. Bread
and other kinds of cheese. If you're cutting that and you're not cutting it right down, straight down, it feels grosser. Do you know what I'm saying?
Grosser. Like, actually, no, I don't know what you're saying, but it just reminded me that I don't like lipstick stains on the side of glasses.
Yeah, gross. That's gross. You mean if it's not yours or if anybody's drinking in the...
In general, even if it's mine.
Grant, do you have any pet peeve?
It may be a touchy one.
Oh, great. No. Great.
The crispy R's driving me cuckoo.
Can you describe what a crispy R is for us?
Well, we actually had a clip recently on the channel.
For the listener, I'm rolling my eyes all the way around my head. So far, they might get stuck. Say goodbye to my pupils.
Goodbye to your pupils.
Normal people would describe the sandwich and they would call it a burger. Right?
Uh-huh.
Burger.
But if you're doing this whole crispy R thing, you go a burger.
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 Yeah, it comes from Kardashianing a little bit. It's a little bit attached to vocal fry, and it's
you're attaching burger. It to the Kardashians, but I actually burger. Think it's just like a California Valley thing. That
burger.
It's just also crispy, the way the Kardashians talk.
Crispy.
Burger.
I actually can't do it right now. I'd have to hear it again.
Burger.
But
yeah, we'll have
crispy
to.
R's.
We'll have to cite our sources and
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Okay. Krispy I'm not cream. Do. I'm not doing it that egregiously.
The way you said burger, people can look at the Instagram page. Did you notice the little Easter egg I put in that clip? Actually?
Yeah, did you see it?
No.
Grant, go back and look.
I don't clip, really watch our videos, to be honest, because...
On a clip called Smasher Pass Smash.
Right.
That little clip.
Burger. Oh, that's what it is, burger.
When
I did not say burger.
Yes, you did. Burger.
When you say the word burger, there's a tiny little piece of text that says crispy R with a little asterisk on it when you say burger.
I didn't know.
Grant
didn't
took
that.
The extra 20 minutes to add. Probably not 20.
Imagine it takes him 20 minutes.
But that's my problem. And should I dive in deep as to why I'm annoyed with it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
but I agree that sometimes people have speech tics that are like, why are you doing that?
It's annoying because it's new.
Oh, okay. I hear what you're saying.
They weren't always talking like this.
People
and
weren't
all
always
of a sudden
talking.
You're crisping these R's, right? Like,
yeah, and yeah, are you yeah, insinuating yeah, 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 that? Yeah. Are you insinuating that people that are doing it on purpose?
Great no. question. Great question.
No,
but it just feels like it's infiltrating humanity. In this way.
It's like, you're so impressionable, you'd be talking different now.
Okay, one to talk. So,
I guess everyone does that.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
does that. Everybody talks like the people
I don't know,
who
but I think there's actually, similar to the chewing thing, when I hear it, I'm not kidding.
It makes you mad.
An involuntary, like, ooh.
Makes you, yeah.
No, not mad.
Physical.
It's like, ooh, that hurt.
Physical. Ooh. Doesn't like it, like nails on a chalkboard?
Literally. No, like, involuntary, like the... In Severance, the Britt Lauer, whatever her name is,
she plays
Hallie in Severance. She
yeah.
she has a lot of crispy R's in that show,
mm-hmm.
and it's pulling you out of the show.
Yeah,
I'd just like to point out that you are not absolved from talking like the people that you're around and talking like the people that you admire.
He agrees. Totally. He agrees.
That's all I'll say.
That's all I'll say. And we'll leave it at that.
And we'll leave it at that, chat. Yeah. That's all I'll say today.
The beginning of a song that never...
This is the end.
I love... That's all I'll say today. Silence. Very good. Very, very good. Oh
my gosh.
I just
fear that if I were to say more... We'd have a marshmallow gate. all over again.
Yeah, we can't have that. That was a whole episode of fighting.
I bought more marshmallows for my freezer recently.
Great job.
But stocking up. I promptly used them all to make Rice Krispie treats for my friend who was saying that she wanted Rice Krispie treats. And I cut a Rice Krispie Rice Krispie treat.
That was crazy.
I cut it in the shape of a heart for her, and I covered it in chocolate. That's cute. Now I need more marshmallows.
That's cute. Aw, who'd you do that for?
My friend Gracie.
Gracie.
She was visiting from London.
Shout out, Gracie.
Shout out, Gracie. Shout she out. Does not listen. I love you, girl.
Okay. I'm not going to say, yeah. Oh my gosh. Lauren listened the other day to the episode where we talked about how
she doesn't listen.
She doesn't listen. The episode where we're like, my wife will what's never so funny, listen to this podcast.
What's so funny about that too is that it can be assumed by her that we say that in every episode. We talk about her in every episode.
Because you want to know what she's going to do? Never listen again.
Right, totally.
She listened and she was like, you know what? They're right. She was like, I don't need to listen to this.
Thanks. Actually, in that episode, I think we're like, Lauren, you don't have to listen.
You don't got
to
listen. You're
absolved of that, girl.
Adios.
Adios, girl.
Adios.
I'm going to bake tonight with some friends.
Fun.
Poll of the brothers. What do you think I should bake?
You know what I haven't had in a long time? A good brownie.
You know what I thought of that had nothing to do with what you just said?
Okay. It's like, why am I even here? Do you know what I mean? We ask questions. She doesn't want the answer. She just wants to go, okay, now, bullshit. I talk. Bullshit. I talk.
Monkey bread.
I was going to say that. I haven't had that in 10 years.
Monkey
bread.
Bread.
Dude, that shit's just cinnamon rolls, huh?
It's
just a mush of cinnamon rolls.
Even better.
No, agree.
It's even better because it's... Oh, actually, I could make cinnamon rolls. I think I have all the ingredients for that.
Yeah, but make monkey bread, dude.
Monkey bread goes so crazy. Goes so hard. Have we ever made
chocolate monkey bread?
It exists. You just have to put chocolate chips.
Come on now.
You and Lauren should come over after your date tonight to have whatever I bake.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to go out on a date, and then after the date, go hang out with you and your friends.
Hey, that's really cute. It's going to be me and Hannah. She actually does listen. Hi, Hannah. It's going to be
Lee?
Me and... Yes, it's going to be me
listens?
And Hannah. Yeah, isn't that Hannah. Nice? It's going to be me and Hannah baking monkey bread. You stop by my house and you're like this, I'll have some monkey bread. And we're like, hey, and we chit chat. We tell some stories from the week.
Okay.
And then you go home. That's a darling Sunday evening.
Okay, you're right.
And I'll leave us with this.
You know what? Oh, I had something to leave us with.
Okay, you do it actually, because mine is not that good.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I did a quick little reading. And by quick little reading, I mean, I saw one little Instagram about this from The Atlantic.
Ori Kwai.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just read the headline or did you read anybody anywhere?
I, in fact, didn't even read the headline.
Period.
I watched a woman describe the article. This is so devastating that this is the state of writing. The writer had to describe the article in a video.
As long as we admit to what we've engaged with.
She's like, Americans are this and blah, 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 blah. And sorry I'm being annoying, but I wrote an article about da, 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 da. And in the article, I talk about da, da, da. Right?
Cool.
So,
da-da-da.
Didn't even, da-da-da. Very ice spice.
In the article, I talk about da-da-da. Da-da-da.
She's talking about how Americans need to party more. The loneliness epidemic it's like this. I was like, oh, I'm very into this. She's like, are you wishing you had a place where you didn't have to schedule all these different hangouts and you could hang out with your friends, your coworkers that you're trying to get to know better, where you could hook your single friends up with your other single friends, where you could. And I was like, oh yeah, parties, dude.
Yeah.
Parties. Hey, but
the
not
death
like
of the third place.
Hey,
right?
Chat.
Yeah.
Hey, chat.
I want more
I
of
never
this.
Stopped going to parties.
I know, but I want daytime parties because I'm too
That's okay.
sleepy.
Those
I want,
exist.
Like, I want like come over those around noon.
Exist.
I want come over around noon. We vibe until the evening. And then when people get sleepy around 7,
you know what I've been thinking?
Go home.
You know what I've been thinking about that we should do? We should do like hosting a coffee shop at our houses. Like say like on Saturday from like 10 to 2, I'm going to be making coffee and pastries and whatever. People roll through. We send out a particle.
So that's just like a rebranding of a brunch.
No, because it's just coffee and people can come in and grab coffee or they can sit and chat, whatever. But it's like an open house. It's like as if a coffee shop, but it's free and it's all people who are vetted to be awesome and cool.
Great.
Which we is love awesome all the people cool. I know.
And you know who else is awesome and cool? Any single person who has made it through this episode of Mom Said. Thank you so much for listening.
We love you. We love you. We think you're hot and cool.
So hot.
You don't
hot.
Need an BBL. So cool. You're perfect the way you are.
You're perfect the way you are.
Hot and cool, that's and you. Cool. I bet that's you have you. A job.
I bet and you do it well.
And your boss is proud. Or your boss is stupid. And we don't care what they think.
And we don't care what they think.
Screw your boss. Screw they your boss. Never matter.
They never even matter. Screw your boss.
They never even matter. Screw your boss. Hey, screw your boss.
Hey, everyone at home.
Have the best week of your life.
And screw your boss.
Quit your job.
Quit your job.
And live life to the fullest.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you listening. This has been another episode of Mom Said. We'll catch you next week. Until forever. Podcast or die.
Podcast or die. Bye.
Yeah. We gotta go.
We gotta go.